The Assembly will hear an address by His Excellency Edgar Chakwa Lungu, the President of the Republic of Zambia. I request protocol to escort His Excellency. On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome to the United Nations His Excellency Edgar Chakwa Lungu, the President of the Republic of Zambia, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
Your Excellency, Mr. Miroslav Lajak, President of the 72nd session of the United Nations General Assembly, United Nations Secretary General, Mr. Antonio Guterres, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. Let me join previous speakers congratulating Your Excellency, Mr. Miroslav Lajak, on your assumption of the presidency over the 72nd regular session of the United Nations General Assembly. I also wish to extend Zambia's sincere appreciation to His Excellency, Mr. Peter Thompson, for his able leadership during the 71st session. May I also convey my sincere gratitude to His Excellency Mr. Antonio Guterres for his election, and also congratulate him as the 9th Secretary General of the United Nations. I am confident that the United Nations Secretary General will build upon the strong foundation laid by his predecessor, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, to whom I wish to pay glowing tribute for the manner in which he steered this organization during his tenure of office. Mr. President, the theme for this session, focusing on people, striving for peace and a decent life for all on a sustainable planet, provides us an opportunity to evaluate the existing multilateral approaches to address the challenges affecting our peoples. These, Mr. President, include threats to socio-economic development and international peace and security. Therefore, there is need to develop innovative approaches and responses to these challenges, which include terrorism, climate change, nuclear weapons, HIV and AIDS, among many others. In this globalized and interdependent world, no country, either wealthy or powerful, can resolve all these challenges single-handedly. Common solutions are therefore required through a strong United Nations. Mr. President, this session is taking place against a backdrop of the adverse effects of climate change, which has spared no one nation, developed or underdeveloped. Our efforts to raise the standard of living for the world's poor people in order to meet the sustainable development goals are being frustrated by the effects of climate change. We have witnessed the devastating effects of climate change on our environment. Recently, we are talking of so many hurricanes in the Caribbean. I remember, Mr. President, a time when forests were within a child's walking distance, particularly in Africa, teeming with profusion of flora and fauna. It's no longer the case. A myriad of species of flora and fauna have unfortunately become extinct in such a short time. And we have also continued to witness disasters such as droughts, wildfires, floods, and landslides, If not extreme levels of rain, it is always the lack of it. As the 23rd Conference of State Parties, COP23, on climate change draws near, Zambia is expectant that the conference will, among other things, establish mechanisms for the implementation of the Paris Agreement on climate change. Furthermore, we call on all stakeholders to ensure that the Green Climate Fund, GCF, is adequately funded to help deliver necessary interventions globally. As a developing country, Zambia needs assistance to enhance her capacity in key adaptive areas like scientific research, early warning, and rapid response to address the adverse effects of climate change. Zambia also calls for transfer of appropriate technologies to help cope with the negative impact of climate change. Mr. President, over the past year, Zambia has made significant developmental efforts, and we are determined to foster an all-inclusive development paradigm based on the agenda of Africa Union, Agenda 2063, and the United Nations Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development. Only a few months ago, on 21st June 2017, I had the honor, Mr. President, to launch the 7th National Development Plan, which is Zambia's developmental blueprint for a 5-year period from 2017 to 2021. This was under the theme Accelerating Development Efforts Towards the Attainment of the National Vision 2030 Without Leaving Anyone Behind. The plan seeks to improve productivity in agriculture, create job opportunities in other sectors such as manufacturing, and particular attention will be given to the uplifting of standards of living in the rural areas, where a new focus on agro-value addition is being implemented. Through this plan, Zambia aims to reduce poverty to minimal levels. In keeping with the Addis Ababa Action Agenda, AAA, on financing for development, my government is determined to ensure effective mobilization and use of all sources of finance. This is regardless of whether the finance has been mobilized locally or through our international cooperation partners for the benefit of the average person in Zambia. As long as it's not illicit financing, Mr. President. Mr. President, peace, security, and the rule of law continues to be the basis for meaningful development of any society. In keeping with this understanding, my government has continued to work in solidarity with nations that are undertaking necessary actions to enhance their democracies. Zambia has also continued, through its membership in the African Union Peace and Security Council, to render support to those still afflicted by conflict. My government also looks forward to serving the SADC Troika of the Organ on Politics and Defense and Security from 2017 to 2020, following our recent election to the Organ. Let me assure you that my government will use this membership in these two bodies to foster peace globally, especially in Africa. Mr. President, we recognize the vision and experience of various regional and international bodies which are complementing the United Nations agenda. As a member state, we note the role of the Commonwealth in various subjects such as gender and youth matters, climate change, promotion of democracy, rule of law, human rights, good governance, and socio-economic development. In my country, the Commonwealth Secretariat has played an important role during and after the previously held elections in providing technical support, and this we cannot ignore. Zambia has also continued to serve in the UN peacekeeping operations with a sense of duty to those persons who have found their security under threat for various reasons. In this regard, the United Nations should not relent, Mr. President, in its noble duty to these vulnerable persons and should redouble its efforts in bringing about a more peaceful world. The United Nations' commitment should not be limited to preventing conflict, but should go further to seek protection of the victims of conflict, including displaced persons. There is need, Mr. President, for all of us to cooperate in providing a conducive environment which promotes their human rights and social development and well-being. In this regard, I am pleased to inform this Assembly that in June this year, in Zambia, I assented to Zambia's Refugee Act No. 1 of 2017, which further speaks to this noble duty and replaces the old law, which did not go far in ensuring a conducive environment and promotion of human rights for our displaced colleagues in the region who happen to be hosted by our country, Zambia. Mr. President, my government attaches great importance to the needs and welfare of all, with a particular focus on women, children, and the youth. Therefore, Zambia has continued to make tremendous strides in the campaign to end child marriage. Currently, the prevalence rate stands at 31.2%, depicting a 10.8% drop from 42% since the campaign was launched. We have also continued to engage traditional leaders to reform traditions and customs that allow child marriage. Currently, we are in the process of harmonizing statutory and customary law on marriage to completely prohibit and eradicate child marriage in the country. Going forward, we're also repealing a number of discriminatory and outdated statutes related to children in order to devise a children's code to domesticate the provisions of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. As the designated African Union champion on ending child marriage for 2017, I'm delighted to inform this meeting that the campaign has been launched in 20 African countries out of 30 countries which we targeted with the highest prevalence rates of child marriage. The launch programs are essential to enhancing advocacy against child marriage at national level. The campaign, Mr. President, is growing from strength to strength. However, much more needs to be done. We therefore call on all partners to join efforts, and together, let us raise our voices to protect our children and the youth. The campaign will continue to gain momentum and reach out to member states to accelerate an end to this harmful practice. Mr. President, there is no doubt that the United Nations remains the only multilateral institution capable of addressing the challenges of our one world. The world looks up to this body to encourage dialogue on global challenges in an inclusive manner. This, Mr. President, is the only practical way in ensuring meaningful and effective international cooperation. There is therefore need to reform the United Nations, and Zambia believes that the UN reforms which have been launched will be incomplete without meaningful reform to the Security Council. It is our hope, that the reforms will make the Security Council more representative, democratic, and accountable to all member states, irrespective of status. This is essential if its decisions are to be accepted by the entire international community, especially given that Africa constitutes the second largest bloc of the UN membership. Proposals to reform the Security Council should heed the continent's call, Africa's call, as espoused in the Eswatini consensus. Mr. President, as I conclude, I wish to reaffirm Zambia's commitment to cooperate with the international community in addressing the numerous problems affecting our people, including ending poverty. We should not miss the opportunity to do what we can to make the world a better place for all of us to live in. I thank you.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of Zambia for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the Head of State.